All right, now a second and six. Again, Johnson in the backfield. Over the middle, has his man. Mason Rudolph goes to Mount Washington. That's a 19-yard touchdown strike. And Darnell Washington says, I'm here, baby. That's a touchdown. The Steelers have the lead.
Bob's so good. What a touchdown call there from our guy, Bob Pompiani, who, by the way, I discovered this morning, doesn't follow me on Twitter.
He doesn't?
He does not.
Oh, wow.
Harry, does Bob follow you on Twitter?
Yep.
Are you sure?
100%.
Because I thought he did until this morning. It must have been an accident. ESPN's FPI, by the way, is Pitt at 58 and West Virginia at 66. That's just a list. That's probably the list that's going to have them the closest together, if I'm being 100% transparent with you. Anyway, Pompiani doesn't follow me on Twitter.
You heard about that?
Yes. I love Pomp.
He doesn't love you.
Clearly. Harry, do a double check. Make sure Pomp follows you on Twitter. You too. Maybe
I know he does.
Well, just take a look, because until this morning I thought that he followed me too. If he follows Harry, I'm going to be apoplectic.
You follow each other. That's what it says. Bob Pompiani follows you.
Yep.
He follows Harry Callis.
Yep.
He does not follow me. What could I have possibly done?
You know, he has mentioned before that you're not so nice to me on this show. So maybe, you know, it's just your general attitude, your aura that you give off. Bob's a very chill guy. You're quite the opposite. Always anxious. Small man syndrome.
I think you give Bob a full week of you behind the glass, and he might come around to the old side of Crowley on that.
I actually used to produce his shows on the weekends when I was part-time, and he let me do the headlines. He was so confident in me. So that's the first time I ever did headlines.
He wasn't confident in you. He was drinking an Arnold Palmer during the break. He wanted as much extra time as possible.
And that's why he doesn't follow you, because you say things like that.
He's probably in between holes on the golf course and wants you to take up as much airtime as possible. This is probably why he doesn't follow me. You're right. I'm going to confront him face-to-face if he's here today.
No, you won't.
I'm going to ask him what the hell's going on. I thought we were buds.
That's going to make him want to follow you, yep, when you confront him.
So now he's going to follow you out of pity?
Yeah,
I mean, that's You want him to follow you out of pity now?
I don't need him to follow me. I need an explanation on why he's not following me.
Well, what if he doesn't have an explanation, Adam, then he follows you out of pity, right? Because he...
I don't pay attention to that stuff, Adam.
That's exactly what he's going to say. It must have been an inadvertent thumb.
Yeah. Sorry.
It probably was. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Can I use the restroom while I want to ask? Just
Are you serious?
Yeah, can I go? I just wanted to ask you permission on the air. I wanted to be polite.
Well, I don't need to grant you permission, but this always does seem to happen. On the pre-show, Harry said, it's been weeks since I've taken a bathroom break in the midst of the show.
Every day I say it, then I have to go.
I know,
it's a
dude.
Curse.
You're like Juan Thornhill. I'm great.
All right, I'll be back in 8 to 10 minutes.
Eight to ten minutes?
8 to 10 minutes?
I guess we're just not taking calls. We've got Rob in West Mifflin who's called, and he's gone. Great. I guess text us 412-928-9370. This is why. He's like, Bob says you don't treat me well. It's because of this.
Yeah.
And also, I've turned over a new leaf. I've been much better to Callis.
You have.
Thank you.
I will give you credit there. You have.
But you understand the frustration.
Oh, I'm frustrated. I just keep it inside.
You just bury it deep within you.
Yep.
CBS, by the way, has Pitt at 44th and West Virginia 65th. Just to be fair and not pluck the only one that's got them close together.
Okay.
All right, there's been a ton of Mason Rudolph takes since his excellent performance on the biggest stage, preseason game number one. Perfect on the first drive, threw that touchdown to Darnell Washington. You got Caboli on with us yesterday who says, bar none, Mason Rudolph's the best backup quarterback in the NFL. Despite the fact that he's not viewed that way, I mean, I don't think people agree with that. I think maybe here, and I think Mason's a good player, but he's making $4 million in each of the next two seasons. Gardner Minshew's making 10.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones is making more money. The list goes on. Backup quarterbacks that are making more money than Mason Rudolph. So if Mark believes that, that's fine. Mark's a good football guy, but the league absolutely does not agree with Mark. that he's the best backup quarterback. Then you had Pony say he's not sure if Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph. And he said it's not impossible for Mason to have the Geno Smith, Sam Darnold type ascent in his career. That's fair. It is not impossible. That being said, the worst possible thing that could happen to the Steelers this year is Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, Mason Rudolph comes in, and has the Geno Smith, Sam Darnold season.
Yeah.
It's the worst possible thing.
Yep.
Because what has Sam Darnold won? What has Geno Smith won? And I love Geno Smith. He'd have them way higher on the CBS ratings this year with Rich Rodriguez. Doran, you cannot tell me that that's a good thing. It'd be a good thing for Mason personally. I have nothing against Mason personally. But if he played well this year with Rodgers going down and led them to the playoffs, but in a bigger sample size, they may well convince themselves, let's pay this dude, and now he's our franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
That would be a disaster.
Well, I mean, you still would draft, though.
I could not be moved off that spot.
Yeah, I think they still would draft, and then they would pay Mason and have the draft pick sit behind Mason, but I don't see that happening at all. I mean, I think Mason is a three-game quarterback.
Me too.
And that is a backup quarterback.
And he can be a good one.
Yeah.
And maybe he is the best backup quarterback. But a three-game sample size is what everyone's falling back on, and you are allowed to get better, and he was better then than when he was getting beat out by Duck Hodges. But this idea that you'd get this version of Mason Rudolph over 17 games, I don't think it's impossible, but I'm not buying that.
Mm-mm.
Any good backup quarterback. Josh Dobbs had his moment in the sun. Josh Dobbs ain't a starter, but he had a moment where he played three games and was a really good backup quarterback. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Batch would come in. You'd win football games. Charlie Batch, at that point in his career, you wouldn't have felt comfortable, and I love Charlie Batch, with him playing 17 games. 412-928-9370. I think of all the possible scenarios this year, Mason Rudolph coming in and like saving the day and being the white knight who rides in on his horse, I think that could potentially taint the Steelers moving forward and what they do at the quarterback position, and I think that'd be terrible.
I will agree here. I don't know how much different it would look with Mason being the quarterback this year.
Really?
And Aaron Rodgers. Because of the weapons that he has to throw to, his style of play, I think his confidence, his chip on his shoulder. I don't know how different it will look at the end of the day and where they could possibly get to. But it would look different for the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to win the Steelers football games this year by himself. I believe that. Aaron Rodgers with his arm talent and his everything, his makeup is going to have to win the Steelers a couple games this year, and I feel like Aaron Rodgers is still capable of doing that. I think if Mason Rudolph had to win football games on his shoulders this year, I don't think it could happen. That's where the difference is for me. I still think that they would probably get to the same point with the talent that they kind of have on offense and defense, Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to win football games this year, and I don't think Mason's capable of doing that. Multiple.
And that's why people have been relitigating, should they even have brought in Rodgers? You just have given Rudolph the chance here. Best case scenario is he becomes Geno Smith or Sam Darnold, which to me isn't that great of a thing to be hoping for. And the worst case scenario is you wind up going 9-8, and you need your quarterback to win you some games, and he's not capable of doing that consistently. I don't know that Rodgers does it consistently either.
But there's going to be a couple.
Can he do it three or four times?
Right. I think so. I don't think Mason can. Maybe one time.
He did in Seattle that year that he got them to the playoffs, but lest we forget, if Nick Herbig doesn't come in and force a fumble, they're not winning that game. And then people aren't talking about Mason Rudolph the way.
I'm talking about Mason Rudolph right putting the team on his back, throwing for 300 yards and four touchdowns.
Right.
In a crucial game against like the Ravens.
Right. Like, oh shoot, like
yeah.
We can't stop Baltimore because they got the guy who maybe should have been the MVP last year with 40 touchdowns and five picks, and we're going to have to go outscore him. And with Mason, you're just eventually going to get lapped.
Yep.
I love Mason. I think he's valuable. I don't think it was a wasted draft pick. Like, you go back and you think about it.
You got the most out of it, I think, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was cheap then. And he was a good backup, led you to the playoffs one time in three games, or helped be a component of getting you to the playoffs. Now, he's a $4 million backup because he saw that maybe grass wasn't always greener, and maybe they felt the same thing. They wanted a better backup quarterback option. The one thing I'll agree with Caboli that I laughed at him about before was, and maybe there's some splitting of hairs here, he said that Mason Rudolph's a better quarterback than Justin Fields. I don't know if I would go that far, but Mason is probably a better fit for Arthur Smith than Justin Fields was.
I think Mason's a better quarterback than Justin Fields, but not a better talent.
Better football player?
He's a better quarterback. I think his where he wants to go with the ball, how he throws the ball, is better than where Justin Fields is at in his career. But talent-wise, obviously Justin Fields is better.
Yeah, I don't think there's a doubt about the talent.
Yeah.
Harry's back, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I got a text message from one of my buddies, a BP TV producer, says Pomp follows him, and he's way less Pittsburgh famous than you are.
You just took a 10-minute bathroom break. Can't talk
Did I not say now? I'd estimate it to be between 8 and 10 minutes? I gave you an accurate estimate.
Yes, just because you were right about the duration of said bathroom break does not mean that you should be taking said bathroom break in the middle of the show.
I think you're just lashing out because Pomp doesn't follow you.
Maybe. Rob in West Mifflin, hello.
Man. Y'all heard what Pony said. Y'all just said, stop. Listen, man. Mason Rudolph is, listen, he's not, listen, he is what he is, man. Like, Pony made that statement yesterday. I called in. I never get on. They never accept my call. I'd be on hold for hours. I just hang up.
Maybe Donnie was in the bathroom.
Maybe. But listen, for him to even make that, like, he just says stuff to get reactions out of people, and he's getting one out of me. There's no way in the world. I don't care what planet we on. Mason Rudolph's playing better football than Aaron Rodgers. Stop it. He didn't see him in Tennessee last year.
Thank you, Rob. Worst team in football. I don't give him a total pass, but if you're a good starting quarterback and not just a great backup quarterback, you would elevate them to the point where they were probably a little bit better than they were last year.
Right, and he didn't do that.
No. No, he did not. 412-928-9370. I think worst case scenario for the Steelers this year is if Rodgers got hurt and Rudolph balled out. Do you agree? Also, we get to get into that tiers list where you had 50 big-time football folk rank quarterbacks, tier quarterbacks, and Rodgers came in at 16th, 10 and 11 spots ahead of the guys who manned the position for the Steelers last year. Your reaction to that, our reaction to that. You don't want to take too much out of preseason games, lest we forget the Zach Wilson debut, where he went 9 out of 11, completing 82% of his passes for 128 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Jets fans were losing their minds. Now, Shedeur Sanders, he had a good debut. I'm not taking that away from him. Did you happen to hear our guys, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, yesterday?
Nope.
Oh, you love when we do this.
Oh, I do.
Meanwhile, we'll play it in a second. Shedeur Sanders' new depth chart came out yesterday. He's fourth. They have him behind Dylan Gabriel. Jeez. Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. So here's Ken Carmen, our friend from Cleveland, who wants to be referred to as Kenitals, he said.
Hmm.
Going a little nutso for Shedeur.
I think it's got to be done. And I'm going to do it. Super Bowls! Super Browns! Yeah! I think we might have one.
The circus is here.
I think we might have one.
Unbelievable.
Shoot. So I don't want to go too far with my praise of Mason Rudolph and what he was able to do in the first preseason game of the year. How long is Rodgers' leash, do you think?
Very. As long as he wants it to be. As long as he wants it to be. Only way he comes out of a game or gets sat down is if he gets hurt.
What if they're like 4-10? You still think it's up to him?
Yeah. What type of spark are you trying to get at that point? You're going to get your quarterback next year, so you might as well just let it roll.
The only thing I would be willing to do if the season is lost and Rodgers isn't playing well, so we're talking about like mathematically eliminated or close to being mathematically eliminated, I'd almost rather see Will Howard than Mason Rudolph. Now, I just said you don't want to talk yourself into Rudolph being the long-term guy, and he winds up being Sam Darnold or Geno Smith, which is like almost good enough to win with, but not like really good enough to win with. The difference between he and Will Howard is we don't know what his ceiling is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they did pull Rodgers and the season were lost, I don't even think there's a point to play Rudolph.
I don't either.
Yeah.
No? Yeah, I would want to see something from Will Howard to see what I have.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get to see him in the preseason as well. So I think Will, if the season was lost, I think Will Howard would get some meaningful reps, yeah. But that wouldn't move me off my path of drafting a quarterback at all. I just want them to compete. You know, coming in, say that, you know, Will Howard shows that he can do something. I would love that situation, having another young quarterback to compete with Will Howard.
Yeah, that's not a bad scenario, but you have to draft. That'd be a good scenario, yeah. But you need to draft a guy.
No doubt.
I can't think of a scenario where I'm not drafting a quarterback. If Rodgers takes them to the damn AFC Championship and they lose by a field goal, I'm still taking a quarterback. I'm going to try to bring Rodgers back and have that quarterback learn under Rodgers, but I'm still taking a QB.
Oh, man.
That was the best I could concoct where I would have pause and think about it, but I'm still taking a QB.
If Rodgers is healthy and he takes him to the AFC Championship game and it looks good and they lose, I'm probably going to sign Rodgers back and have the same quarterback room next year.
And then
the following year, draft a quarterback.
Draft a player who's going to help.
Yes.
Hopefully push Rodgers to the finish line because the following year.
If that is true, if that happened, the offensive line would have had to play great. So you feel good about your offensive line. I probably would draft a receiver or another D lineman.
Why D lineman? Is there something going on with their big guy?
Yes.
Mike Sando did his quarterback tiers in The Athletic where he pulled 50 NFL people, 6 GMs, 6 assistant GMs, 6 former GMs, 5 other execs, 8 head coaches, 19 coaches, including 15 coordinators. So 50 football people. They have Rodgers as the 16th best quarterback in the NFL in tier number 3. Man, if he plays up to that standard, I actually think they've built a roster where it's not impossible to go to the AFC Championship game. I think if he plays that well, to your point, that means the offensive line's played well. I think they have a reasonably high... I'm having a hard time because Tomlin and the way that they've played in the playoffs, but I do think the way the roster is built, if he's the 16th best quarterback in football, I think they have a reasonably high ceiling.
Yeah.
And I think that he could outperform 15 and 14 on that list, Kyler Murray and Brock Purdy.
Yes.
I would take Rodgers over Kyler Murray right now.
Me too.
And Brock, look, man, if you flip-flopped him and Aaron Rodgers got to play for the team he probably always wanted to play for, I think they could do great things this year.
Yeah.
And you bring Brock Purdy here, and I think he could do fine. I think he could wind up being like the 14th best quarterback. And if he is, I do think the ceiling's high.
Mm-hmm.
Their ceiling and their floor have been like the same for a really long time now. But I look around on this roster, and if those tackles hold up, man, he can be that dude.
That's the deciding factor. That and the running back situation, I'm starting to become, for some reason, I have a little, because Jaylen Warren, you know, he gets in the doghouse. He is, you know, injured every once in a while. And do you really want to rely on Kenneth Gainwell and Caleb Johnson as a rookie?
If arrow pointed up based on a preseason performance for Broderick Jones and Troy Faltano, then the arrow's definitely pointed at least slightly down for Caleb Johnson.
Yeah.
And I know this drives you crazy, but like I did see some of the still frames out there, some holes he missed. Now, those close fast. That's why tape is more valuable than the still frame photos.
But he was moving slow.
Yeah.
On almost every rep.
Yeah.
It looked like he was confused. It looked like he was hesitant. It looked like he had camp legs. There was zero explosion. It looked like the moment was very big for him. I mean, even that one pass that bounced off of his chest.
It's a big game for him on Saturday, like weirdly. Yeah. And Trey Essex came on yesterday, and he said he looked like he was running in quicksand.
Yep.
So I'm bullish on Jaylen Warren. Like from an explosive standpoint, I think he's a better player than Najee Harris. But the fumbling concerns are very real, and the durability issue is very, very real. No doubt. I think if Rodgers is to perform like the 16th best quarterback, you do need the running game to be better than it was last year. from a yards per carry standpoint. And I also think you need that offensive line to, well, be pretty good.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Trey Essex just posted on Twitter about Cam Hayward. We'll go over that. We'll take your calls on the quarterback conversations we've been having. Sometimes you get got. I got got. And you got to admit when you get got. Texter writes in, Crowley, you wanted the Steelers to draft Shedeur Sanders. Had they done that and he performed the way he did the other night, you'd have been giddy.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah.
You'd have been unbearable, actually.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. You would have.
I like to think I learned something from the Kenny Pickett perfect preseason, which, by the way, they don't know is coming down the pike. Like, they're all excited about Shedeur. You just wait until Kenny gets in there.
Yep.
Kenny can carve it up, man.
Good.
That's what he does, dude. Mm-hmm. He is going to be awesome. Yeah, I would be somewhere between giddy and trying to couch it because of what happened with Kenny, I think.
No way.
Now, that ain't you. I'll just speak from experience. That's not you at all. You can be rational when you're not in the moment. But think about all those tingles you get, all those feelings.
You'd like, be crushing Aaron Rodgers for not participating in the preseason and being like, look at Shedeur. Look at the throws he's making.
Cut Aaron Rodgers. Let this guy start.
Why Aaron Rodgers, he's not a good teammate because he's not participating in the preseason. Shedeur should be the guy.
I'll tell you, I would, if they had Rodgers and Shedeur, I would absolutely say shorter leash for Rodgers than I have said for Rudolph or Howard. Yes. All right, 5 games. If you're 1-4, you got to go with Shedeur.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rhymed.
I would be, dude. I would be unbearable.
Yes, you would.
That sounds like a nice motto for Cleveland, though. 1-4, go with Shedeur.
That did sound good. Did sound good.
That's not bad. Can we rhyme anything? Who's the other guy? Gabriel. Why have I done this to us?
If you're in peril, call Gabriel.
That doesn't rhyme.
That does not
rhyme.
Okay,
come up
at
with
all.
Something then. I tried something. We're spitballing.
if you're in quarterback hell, go with Dylan Gabriel. I did it too.
I mean, if your team's chilling, go with Dylan.
Oh, there we go. I'm thinking of Pickett rhymes in my head. Trey Essex, our guy, tweeted out about this Cam Hayward situation. This Cam hate is ridiculous. It's crazy how quickly fans can turn on a player that has been the epitome of Steelers football since he's been here, all for something that has nothing to do with them. I'm guessing it will all be forgotten and forgiven once the contract gets hashed out. I kind of get it. Fans don't want any non-positive football news this close to the start of the season. But geez, y'all, let him squeeze all the juice he can out of the Steelers. They're doing the same to him. I think that's really well said.
Yeah.
And I think it's possible to disagree with the way Cam has handled this. It's possible to blame his agent. It's possible to be upset that there is now a quote-unquote distraction this close to the start of the season. And also not forget about all the things he's done as a Pittsburgh Steeler, both on and off the field. I think there's a way you could do both.
Yeah.
And I think rational people are, but fans are not rational people. Also, Caboli asked a question. I'm curious what Pittsburgh athlete, could ask for a raise and fans would be okay with it. Sid Skeens, that's the list.
I don't even think McCutcheon falls on that list at this point.
Mm-mm. No. No, I do think that's probably the list. That's
probably it.
If Sid asked for one, I think there'd be zero pushback. I do think you'd have a small faction. If the Pirates are actually narrowing in on a Skeens contract, you'd have a small faction of like baseball knowers who would be like, whoa, if you're going to pay Skeens, you might as well not pay Skeens and take the money you were going to pay Skeens and spend it on other players so that you can win with Skeens. I do think you'd have some of that. But yeah, I do think that's probably the list, which is nuts to me.
Yep.
Like what? There was consternation, a lot of consternation. Ultimately, I thought they sort of split the baby on it and came to a compromise where he's the highest paid non-quarterback in football, but you got him for 3 years on the deal instead of the 5 that we all thought he'd be asking for. So I think it was palatable from that standpoint. Plus, it's not that big a percentage of the cap. But even a guy who tied the single-season sack record, people didn't want
nope.
to pay.
Nope.
That's wild. And Sid, I mean, folks, listen, I will never utter a disparaging remark about the athlete that has brought me more joy in my life than any other athlete, Sidney Crosby. But let's not pretend, like, if he was born on November 5th, so 11-5, that crazy dude's asking for 11-5 a year. If he was born on September 7th, he's getting 9-7 a year. That guy's a freak. Plus, he's licking maple syrup off of trucks up in Canada on television.
What number you think he'd wear if he was born in October, November, or December? 107?
He would good point. He would petition the league to wear 107. Absolutely. Yeah. Because he's a nut job.
Yeah. 17.
He probably forced his way out of the womb at 8-7, knowing that it could fit on the back of a jersey. You don't want to throw that third digit in there. 412-928-9370. Paul in Washington's been patiently listening to whatever this is for the last half hour. Hi, Paul.
Well, I'll tell you what, Crowley, you got that right. But there's a reason Pomp ain't following you. It's because you got the worst takes known to mankind. And Doran once said to me, could I do it for 4 hours? Well, if Crowley is the epitome of doing it, I would blow it out of the park, Doran. And as for Cam, Franco went to Seattle. I rest my case. You signed the deal. Honor the deal. If you do well, you can get paid next year. But I'm tired of all this BS. They should have never paid TJ. Hey, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. You guys have a good day, and I'm coming for your seat, Adam.
I mean, with takes like that, Paul, you could have, I mean, you've been on hold for 30 minutes. Hey, it's all you could have. That's 45 seconds.
That's all you wanted.
You got to go for longer than 45 seconds if you want to take my job.
Intern Dom got him to say a bad word last week, and I was listening live when it got dumped.
What, that caller?
Yeah, Paul's great. Paul hates you. He hates you a lot because you make fun of me, and he tells me that when I screen him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cal, stop letting Crowley talk to you like that. He's not very nice.
And where were you for 8 to 10 minutes during the first segment of this hour?
Well, he was on hold. I had to go take a poo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Dom made him swear. Dom was trying to talk new school to him, and Paul's a very old school man, and they fought, and then it ended in a bad word.
I don't mind if people don't like me. That's part of the job. I hope that we could sit down
like
and
you.
Have a beer. They don't like my takes. And that's without...
I don't think your takes are that bad. I mean, look where the bar has been set here.
I think you're awesome when you don't speak words at all. The correct ones or the incorrect ones, or the mumbling or the mispronunciations or the forgetfulness. I just like when you don't talk.
You'd think I'd make a good Tibetan monk or something like that.
Mine.
I think you're great to just like look at. But like when you're heard, that's when the turnoff happens. It's like, yeah.
I do think our show would be headed for divorce if Shador Sanders were the Steelers quarterback. You would probably have to pull me aside and be like, listen, pal, like, I get it.
Enough.
But you got to just...
Enough. Enough. I mean, you're talking about him again, and he's not even here.
We weren't even talking about Shador.
You just wait. Okay, you just wait. Caleb Johnson, watch him. He's going to rush for 150 yards on Saturday night, okay? And if Shador Sanders has... another game like he just had, oh, we're leading the damn show with the Steelers should have drafted Shador Sanders.
Over Caleb Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
In the third round? Huh.
That's absolutely the way this is going to go. If he has 3 great preseason games, oh, my God, Tomlin, what a mistake. What have you done? You're the franchise quarterback staring you in the eyes. Meanwhile, when he walked in with the boombox, I was fully out. Now I'm fully back in.
Of course.
I think they got one in Cleveland. All right. We were supposed to have Neil today, but I did not communicate with him, and for that I apologize. Neil, brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage, oil changes for life. Also, Neil, brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. We got a couple of Twitter polls. We'll give you the results when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Get ready to slay this school year at the 13th annual Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event, August 18th at Acrisure Stadium from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Presented by Target Freight Management. Drive-through for backpack, school supplies, food and drinks while supplies last. Brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892. And Rugby Realty. 1892. It's a long time ago.
Yep.
Who's the guy with the big ears on SEC Network? Feinbaum. Feinbaum, he had a great moment this weekend saying, oh man, all these Big Ten football fans feel like they've invented college football. Meanwhile, Rutgers was the birthplace of college football. They quite literally did.
Yep.
It's very funny to me.
Yep. Yep.
Twitter poll from today. In your opinion, has Cam Hayward done irreparable harm to his legacy? 55% of people say no. 45% of people are taking this way too seriously. 45% of people who have voted on this poll really think he's done irreparable harm to his legacy. That is crazy to me.
Insane, right?
You flush everything down the toilet because of, what, 72 hours?
Yep. Because you want more money?
Man.
And you're good at your job? And you want more money?
We all want more money. The difference is when Cam asks for it, he probably gets it. That's the difference. Like, all of us at some point in our lives has gone to the bargaining table attempting to get more money. And for some, it works. For others, it doesn't. In these instances in the NFL, it almost always works. So ask yourself this question. Why wouldn't you push the envelope? Like, if it always works for guys when they do this, and I do think that the success rate is very high on this, why would you begrudge anybody doing it? The timing sucks. I get it. Do you think he'd actually miss regular season games?
At this point, because you know Cam reads everything. He's probably irking him. So he's probably like, you know what? I'm just going to sit out until I actually get what I want. But he's holding in, though, right now.
Right now he's holding in.
Yeah, he's not holding out.
And none of his teammates give a rat's ass. I'm just telling Yin's right that. Yin's right that now.
Nobody cared about TJ either.
No. No.
Never.
They might have been slightly perturbed at Rodgers for like 8 seconds, not at OTAs.
Because he wasn't here.
Right.
Because he wasn't a part of the team.
And then that flipped on a dime. Everyone loves Aaron Rodgers. Like a week ago, less than a week ago, we're talking about Juan Thornhill saying this could be the greatest defense of all time. I don't think the guys care.
Nope.
You pay him, you suit him up for September 7th, and hopefully people forget. And I think people will, which makes polls like this just laughable to me. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's not like we're starting a GoFundMe and we're looking for $6 million raised by the fans.
Right.
That's what the owners do when they're trying to build a new stadium, just FYI. Bang.
Mm.
We'll end the show on that.
Bang. Yes.
All right. Tomorrow, 5:40. You know who's going to be great on this is Doug.
He sure is.
We've got Doug from 9 o'clock until 10. Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. You got the Pomp and Joe show coming up next. We'll talk to the Ins tomorrow at 5:40. Last day at training camp for the Steelers. Then Wolf always called it the Route 3500 because all the players get in their fancy cars and they drive off like 9,000 miles an hour, like they're Miles Garrett getting the hell out of there. All right, weather for the final day at camp, if you're taking this one in, 90 degrees, the high, low is 71, clear skies. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Goodbye.